Guest analyst this afternoon, Terry Fitchner with RML Trading. And Terry, just been a rough couple of days here with the Minneapolis wheat down again today.
Yeah, it's been only reasons I saw they were citing good weather and not much demand. And I guess we've known the wheat demand has been a little slow, so. And I'm not so sure we're not just catching up with the downdraft that Chicago and Kansas City did here a month or two ago.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe yeah. Some spread unwinding or something like that?
Yep, I would imagine. They were short hard wheats and long spring wheat.
Sure. Is that it? Pulling the corn with it or kind of at least weighing on it or not?
Well, not really. Corn's kind of holding tough now with this weather, and we've got hopefully a deal around the corner. Talk is we're about 90% done with this China deal, and final 10% remains to be figured out. So there's some hope on the horizon for that to get done. It's kind of put a little life in the corn and bean market the last few days.
I was going to say that soybean market has been probably in the best performer here the last two or three days.
Yeah, she's, we had some business. Well, I believe Monday they bought 882,000 metric tons, kind of right before the talks started. So good faith purchase or whatever it turns out to be. Hopefully it can give us a bounce. So we've kind of been in the doldrums here and not being able to rally very good.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. What has been able to rally has been the hog market and the cattle market here today.
Yeah, we went through a pretty nice correction on that hog market, and we've come back pretty strong. I know another case of swine flu was found in another country this morning, and cattle's got pretty good demand, pretty good sales with Japan and other places. And the demand is driving that market. That's what we need to come into the grain market, some good, solid demand.
Yep, and the outside markets really, too, haven't been favorable either, with dollar so much stronger.
Yeah, dollar's been strong and up and down. It's kind of just everything is just kind of choppy, but the Dow has posted some pretty good gains this week again now on the ideas that we might see a trade deal coming, and doesn't seem to be anything stopping that Dow Jones.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's
and
for sure.
Crude's been pretty solid. It's 62.5 bucks there in the May. That's kind of been in a solid uptrend also.
Yep, which I guess we're seeing it at the gas pump.
Yeah, they're really pushing that. Of course, it's kind of normal to go up into Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Terry Fitchner at RML Trading.